Okay, so for today's deep dive, we are taking a little trip.
Oh, yeah, we're too.
To South Africa. We're looking at a place called the White River Country Club.
Right.
Now, when you hear country club, you might think, a bit stiff or
Sure,
fancy.
for a little exclusive.
Exactly. But the info we pulled from the Golf Day Buddy website, it tells a very different story. They actually call this place a lush green sanctuary.
And that word sanctuary, I think that's the key here. It means a safe place, a place to rest. Looking at the notes from Golf Day Buddy, this really isn't just a spot to, hit a golf ball. It's designed to be a real hideaway.
It's been there a long time, too. I saw it started back in 1934.
A long time, and it sits right in what they call the bushveld.
The wild, grassy part of the country.
Yep. And what's interesting is how the buildings look. They didn't just build some giant modern block. The whole design, it just fits in.
With the trees and the land.
Exactly. So it feels like it's always been there. A mix of old traditions and that local South African style.
Sounds really peaceful. But the Golf Day Buddy app also lists a lot of action.
It's not just about being quiet.
Not at all. It's not just golf. You can play tennis, go for a swim, walk on trails.
Which brings up a huge benefit, and that's health.
You mean more than just exercise?
Way more. The source talks about how just being in a green space like this, it actually lowers your stress. It helps your mind relax.
Honestly.
So the club becomes a place to feel good, not just a place to, keep score.
It also seems like a place to connect with people. The notes say folks go there to make new friends or even meet for work.
Right.
But I really liked what they said about families.
Oh, for sure. It's not just for adults. They have picnics and these big fairs for the whole town. It's almost like a community center.
They also have these junior clinics
Yeah.
listed on Golf Day Buddy.
And that's a really big deal for families. It means kids can go and learn sports right there.
That changes the whole vibe.
Completely. Instead of, say, dad disappearing for a few hours to play golf alone, the whole family goes together. It helps parents and kids grow closer.
Okay, we have to talk about the food. Because in South Africa, that means one thing.
A braai.
Yes. For anyone who doesn't know, a braai is their style of barbecue.
And it's a huge part of the culture. The club serves food from the local area, wine from local farms. It keeps everything really close to home.
They even keep the money local. The fees are paid in rand.
Well, yeah.
Which makes sense. It just shows they're focused on their own community. But they also seem focused on, well, the ground they stand on.
The environmental part.
Yeah, that part of the Golf Day Buddy report was really strong.
I agree. They are doing a lot to help the planet. They use solar panels to catch the sun and other tools for wind power. They're using nature to keep the lights on.
They also talked about saving water.
They do, and they do that by planting the right kind of plants.
What do you mean the right plants?
Plants that are supposed to grow there in South Africa. Local plants, they don't need as much water as some fancy flowers from other countries would.
So it keeps that sanctuary feeling healthy and real.
Exactly.
So when you look at it, all the history, the family stuff, the local food, and how they care for nature, it's so much more than a golf course.
It really is. It's a hub for the entire town.
And if you want to see photos of the Bushveld or check it out yourself, you can find all the details on the Golf Day Buddy website or their app.
It does leave you with something to think about, though.
What's that?
Why do shared places like this, community hubs, make a whole town feel more like a family?
That's a great question. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.